My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, somebody's trying to scam the scammer, and it ain't us. So listen and enjoy.
Let's go to March 13th. We'll start with Mavis.
Okay.
Where we last left me and Mavis, mm-hmm. Dick Eldorado's girlfriend, mm-hmm. or maybe not girlfriend anymore, who knows. I just apologized to her for thinking that she was behind all this, that I now know, after talking to Mavis, that's Belinda behind all this. I've turned on my girl. Remember that, Joe?
Vaguely.
You'll remember it in a year when you go back.
Yeah.
Then I'll know it really well.
So March 13th, she goes, "Hey, friend." I go, "Hi, pal. How are you?"
Hi, pal.
Remember, I've gone from murdering wizard to hey, friend.
Murdering wizard.
Sleep really makes things get better and clearer. Are you a murderer? Are you a wizard? What are you? Are you going to murder me? Now we're hey, friend. She's good. I go, "Glad to hear it." And then I go, no question marks. Oops, because I put glad to hear a question mark. And then she goes, LOL. I go, "Glad I can make you laugh." She goes, "Aw," smiley face. She goes, "Since we are friends, can I trust you?" Trust.
Can you?
Of course, I don't have a show. I go, "Sure, I keep good secrets." She goes, "There's this guy who wants us to meet." I go, "You meet him?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "Okay. Are you unsure of this or something?" She goes, "I think so." I go, "Why?" She goes, "Her instinct." I go, "Trust her instincts. That being said, what is wrong with him to make you feel this way?" She goes, "Nothing, but maybe it is because of my first time meeting someone in another country." I go, "He asked you to go fly somewhere to meet him?"
"Yeah."
She goes, "Yeah." I go, "Where is he from? How long do you know him? Is he willing to pay for it?" She goes, "He just asked me to help pay the ticket, and you know I'm poor, LOL. I go, "Where is he from?" I go, "Who isn't poor these days, LOL?" I go, "Even me, who was once very rich, is now poor. So it goes, LOL. She goes, "I think he lives in Guyana." I go, "How can you not be sure if he asks you to fly there?
You're not sure where you're going."
I go, "Does he know you as the person I saw on the VidChat or as somebody else?" She goes, "He knows me as me. Real and nothing fake." I go, "Good. Good. Real you is way better than fake you." I go, "So you met him on Facebook?" She goes, "Yeah. I just told him, rather come visit me." I go, "So do you want me to check this guy out?" She goes, "He is real. I want him to come visit me." I go, "Everybody is real till they're not."
I'm a real boy.
I go, "That is fine. So you do not want me to check it out?" She goes, "I do not want to upset him. He might think I have doubts about him. He would never know. I won't talk to him. I've done a lot of research in the past few months. Sometimes I can spot phonies just by looking at their online profiles." After all the lies and heartbreak, I had to educate myself.
Nice.
"Now I educate others and help bring down those who would hurt people. I would just take a quick look and tell you my thoughts. I would never talk to him unless you asked me to."
This is bizarre.
You like this?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah. Very interesting.
Okay. She tells me his name, Adrian Green. I go, "Can you send me a link to his profile?" Profile. I go, "Yep, never mind. Found him." So she does send me the link. I go, "I'm not going to tell you why I say this, because to be honest, we do not know each other that way. But because you are a girl who I've spoken with, and because you and I are building a friendship, is my honest opinion, you should run. This is an online predator. How did you meet?"
Wow.
That's what I got from looking at that profile.
Well, do tell.
Foreign guy, ethnic looking, all chicks. You know, typical scammery looking profile.
Okay. Just because they're all girls, I mean, it doesn't seem like a real profile at all.
It doesn't seem like a real profile.
Okay.
Seems like what a scammer would do.
Okay.
When they would collect a bunch of...
And this is somebody she's interested in?
Are you all right with this, Joe? Do you want me to call the professor back?
He's seething.
Joe is not pleased at all.
He's green.
It's just, it's like spy versus spy.
Look,
so he's trying to scam the scammer.
Look, he's breaking out of his shirt. Hulk smash. Yeah. I think he's jealous.
I'm fascinated.
I know. I'm teasing.
Somebody's trying to scam the scammer.
I know. Well, wait.
This happens all the time.
The scam.
I think we've built a cottage industry on that very thing, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
That's why we're here, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, for clarifying.
Thank you.
I forgot.
I go, how'd you meet? She goes, we just met on Facebook. He asked me the price for the hotel. How much does it cost? I've never been to a hotel.
Been to a hotel?
What?
I go, did you seek him out or did he find you? She goes, don't know exactly. It is a long time. I go, you've been talking to him for a long time? She goes, not very long. Davin, how much is the hotel you went to? Now remember, I stayed in a hotel when I was in Ghana.
Ghana.
Mm-hmm. I go, how did you become Facebook friends? I go, how do you know about my hotels and where I went?
Yeah.
She goes, haven't you met Belinda already? I go, you tell me. I go, you seem to know about my travels. Have I met Belinda? She goes, when she was Agnes, she told you guys are going to meet. I go, how do you know what she told me?
Yeah.
That's...
This is getting bizarre.
This is getting a little odd.
Well, Joe, I mean, it's possible that they haven't been completely honest about their relationship.
Or they're the same, or they're the same person.
But remember, though, when I was talking about going to... No, it's not the same person, because I've seen them both. It's not the same person. Get that out of your head.
Okay.
The only way it could be the same person, because remember, I did get sold. If she was the original one.
All right, so if you go, it's not the same person.
Not now.
All right. But they did say to you several months ago that they weren't close, didn't they?
No, they said they were close. They were best friends from England.
They were close?
They were very good friends from Birmingham.
But as we progressed, wasn't there a segment in there that said they weren't?
Yes, recently.
Yes.
Then if they're not that close, how do they know so much information?
Yeah.
Are you saying they might be lying?
Yes.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.